It was a summer afternoon walk along the pier, people were fishing, and I thought, this looks interesting and peaceful. So I bought some cheap gear and we've been fishing every day ever since.
That was the first time you went fishing?
Very first time I went fishing.
You didn't have a clue?
Didn't have a clue.
You didn't even bring bait with him, you just cast it out with a hook and thought the fish would just jump on it.
Yeah.
Getting the trace out, which has got two hooks on it, and it'll be lead weight on the bottom of it, and I'll bait up.
They actually bite you, because you've got two claws that come out the front, and quite often when I'm baiting them up, they bite me. Don't seem to bother anybody else, just don't think you like me.
It's our first time of being down. Yeah, it's just the lads wanting to come down and see what it was all about. But I've never managed to catch anything yet. Like, tell us about the fun for the bands. You know, let them enjoy themselves.
I've been fishing for 30 odd years, still catching small fish.
It's peaceful. It's relaxing. Apart from when you've got idiots on motorbikes or idiots on dope or booze. We think that the only thing you should be killing is something that you're going to eat. I mean, some of them, depends how deep you take the hook, they're bleeding when they come up, so they're going to die anyway. And that can't be helped, but there's no point killing something that's healthy just for sport.
Do it for the sport. You're just getting out the house and you're getting out with everyone's there.
I've done it ever since I've been like a toddler. I've done it all my life. I'm fishing like a competition today. Our competition's like 3 till 7. I'll stop down here a couple of hours, try and get a flounder, and then maybe go to the sea and try and get a cod for the last 2 hours or something. But I'm hoping to get a couple of flounders. I haven't none yet.
What's the alternative? Come home from work and sit in front of the goggle box. Or as I should be doing, tidying up, because my landlady's coming around tomorrow.
Hey, Mark. Yes, 10, 15
years. Just deal with the grandchildren and daughter's boyfriend. The eldest one's getting on great, he's doing better than I am. It'll not be long before he's teached me how to do it again.
Dad, what you done to mine?
Where's the wheat?
Oh, it's there, but it's tangled.
They're just catching it and taking photos and then putting them back, because the daughter doesn't want live fish taken in the house.
My case, I eat them.
My case, I give them away. I fish from the fish hub. I've been fishing since I was 16 now. I've been eight fish in there.
The boats that you see here, the small boats, they won't really harm the fish stocks. You know, even if they catch 20, 30 fish, it's a good day for them, but it won't really harm the stocks. But if you're out there for 10 days and you're catching 2,000 or 3,000, that's going to cause some harm. And you get some who fish, and even though they catch something that's not edible or not worth keeping or even legally able to be kept, they kill it anyway. You have several people who won't fish near us, haven't we? Because we've told them off in the past for badly using fish. It's hard enough catching fish now without killing them needlessly or damaging them. Sometimes it's excitement. We've had people jump off the bridge, people fell off a boat. There's a kid a few weeks ago put a hook through his thumb. So there are little flashes of excitement. But I think we've got 999 just about on our speed dials, because we always ring it in, but the rest of the time it's just as you see it now. Quiet, just waiting for the bell to ring.